welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. If you're a new listener, we pray that you're blessed. And my regular listeners, I welcome you and greet you warmly in that name which is above every name. And in fact, let's pray that the Lord bless all of us, those who are listening, whether you've been a longtime listener or relatively new or just tuning in today, that the Lord's Spirit will minister deeply to the innermost heart of your spirit, and that whatever needs are in your life at this present moment, that you will know that you know you will have the faith and the trust and the hope to know that God has heard your prayer and that He is moving already in your behalf. Father, we thank you for the privilege we have of prayer. And many times, Lord, the enemy would try to discourage us. We pray about certain things, whether in our own life or on behalf of friends or loved ones, and we don't see immediate answers. But Father, we thank you that you hear every prayer we pray. If we pray according to your will, Lord, we know that you hear us. And Lord, it is our desire to pray according to your will, as your word describes, which gives, Lord, fullness of blessing for everything that pertains to our spiritual walk and our natural life. So, Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you that you are hearing prayer. And Lord, that you are moving, Lord, in ways perhaps that we cannot see behind the scenes. You're working in circumstances that are beyond our comprehension and our understanding and our even our sight. Lord, we are creatures of this sense realm, but we know that you dwell in another dimension beyond the limits of time and space. And so because you love us, you're mindful of us, and you desire only the very best. So, Father, I lift every listener. And, Father, I thank you for a confidence now in our hearts that you are moving to answer prayer. Father, I pray now for a refreshing, a stirring up of hope and faith, Father, as we share this time together. And most of all, Lord, we pray that Jesus be lifted up and glorified in his wonderful name. We thank you for it. Amen and amen. Well, with the Lord's help, we will share concluding thoughts on a message I've been sharing on the delight of the Lord. And before we go into that, I was struck by the beauty of one of the Psalms. And, you know, praise God for the Psalms, because most of them, many of them, were written by David. And I'd like to share a portion of Psalm 63 when he was in the wilderness of Judah. And before he actually ascended to the throne, before he was anointed by Judah and Benjamin in Hebron, and before he was anointed king over all of Israel 7 years later, the prophet Samuel had come to the home of Jesse. He saw all the children of Jesse. God did not speak to him regarding any that were present. So he asked Jesse, he said, "Do you have yet any more sons?" And the youngest, David, was called in from the sheepfold. And the Lord spoke to Samuel and said, "The Lord does not look on the outward appearance, but on the heart." And so David was anointed to be the future king of Israel. But many years passed before that actually happened. And he was being trained and nurtured by God, even as he was running for his life from Saul. And he began to learn spiritual lessons that were important for him to know before he ascended the throne. And isn't that true in all of our lives? God has a destiny, a plan for our lives. And yet many times we go through difficult seasons, dry and barren seasons. We may not understand exactly what's going on. But during those times, we have to learn to trust God, even as David did when he was running for his life. So let me share the first 8 verses of Psalm 63. He says, O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee, in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. I'm pausing. He is bringing to mind, and that is something helpful that we can do. He remembers being in the presence of the Lord and in the fellowship of God's people, and he saw God's power displayed and his glory displayed when he was worshiping in the sanctuary, even though that was far from him at this point. And he goes on to say, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. And in spite of what he is going through, he's remembering the goodness of the Lord. That's what you need to do right now if you are in a dry and a thirsty land. He says, my soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. Even though at that point he was not feeling joyful in terms of his circumstances, he said, when I remember thee upon my bed and meditate upon thee in the night watches, he will praise thee then when all is quiet. He will think and rethink about the blessings and goodness of the Lord. Verse 7, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee, or obeys carefully the word of the Lord, and thy right hand upholdeth me. So, beloved, if you find yourself in a barren place, if you're thirsty for more of God, if we don't have these kinds of dry seasons in our lives, there could be no springs of living water to satisfy us. If there weren't those dry places, the Lord couldn't fill us if we weren't emptied from time to time. And so be encouraged, even though right now things are not as you would have them to be, remember the goodness of the Lord. Praise God and know that he knows exactly where you're at. He's not left you. He's holding your right hand saying, fear not, I will help thee. I will sustain thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. You know, so often as we seek to obey God's will, as we're living for God, sometimes we just get weary and tired. And sometimes we work so hard to feel good in the natural, to feel good spiritually, we sometimes just exhaust ourselves. But as far as God's word is concerned, our feelings, our emotions have nothing to do with the veracity, with the truth of what God has declared in his word, with the veracity of the living word of God. In 1 John 5 and 14, the word of the Lord declares, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And the etymological meaning of confidence is assurance, another synonym, if you will, or the root understanding, meaning of it, assurance or trust. And so, beloved, when you have assurance, trust, faith, confidence in God and in his word, knowing that he's not a man that he should not lie, or the son of man that he should repent, you will then be able to trust God to do what he has said he would do, what he's promised in his word. Many, hear this, are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. How many? The psalmist said, out of them all. Because this is the kind of God we serve. He is faithful. He is reliable. He is trustworthy. He is true. People read the Bible with a desire to know more about God. And that's good, to understand and learn the promises of God, to be assured about the guidelines that God has set in order for us to follow as his people. However, the real issue is, and I shared this last week, I believe, with James, one of the really horrifying things is if we read the word and we don't obey it, James says we are deceived. And the scary thing is, if you're deceived, a lot of times you don't know you're deceived. Who would willfully want to be deceived? However, if we're not careful, if we don't apply God's word, if we refuse to apply what we have read to our own personal lives and situations, James says We are deceived. And so one of the greatest tactics of the enemy is to convince you that, you know, you're all right, or you're not capable of obeying God or being the person God has called you to be. And if we will reject those lies from Satan, then, beloved, you can accomplish and you can fulfill those things that God's word tells you that you can do, that you can serve, you can give, you can minister, and you can witness and give, share your testimony, reach out to the lost. You can help the hungry and poor. You can fulfill whatever ministry God has given you. You know, we look around us, we have so many enormously wealthy churches in this country, and many of them, perhaps well-meaning, are constantly providing programs and this seminar and this convention, this retreat, or new building programs. And of course, there isn't anything wrong in studying the Bible, pursuing greater knowledge and understanding of God's word. However, we're seeing many things creeping into the church which divert the attention of God's people to self-centeredness, to selfishness, to larcenous tendencies, to unhealthy considerations and focus on the self and desires for wealth and the things that would gratify them in this life rather than seeking the things that are above. Well, I realize that's quite a statement, but if you look around, perhaps you might have to agree with me. Well, I must bring this broadcast to a close, and we're going to continue on tomorrow in the Word of the Lord. I pray you would be able to join me. If at any time you miss a broadcast, feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. I just want you to know I love you and I pray for you every day, and I'm so grateful for your support in prayer and in your loving and generous giving. And I invite you, if you have prayer needs, this God has raised this ministry up in 1965 through my late husband, Reverend Neil Glass, to be an intercessor, a partner in prayer with God's people. So if you feel the tugging of the Holy Spirit, if you have needs in your life, or if you just want to say you're being blessed by the broadcast, I'd love to hear from you. I will allow now the announcer to give you our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.